You're listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night, with the Watchman, Dana Smith. Let the Watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. This is Warn Radio, prophecy, news, segments, interviews, declaring warnings and repentance to the church, to America, and to the world. For the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, Messiah Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Watchmen, what of the night? 21:11, Isaiah. John 9:4, the night cometh when no man can work. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Welcome to Warn Radio. Welcome. We want to thank you for listening. You know, here at the WIBR and Warn Radio news sites, we feature hot prophecy news, articles, offers, and more. And every Sunday, we send out emails. Now, these emails are very particular because within these, you can get a lot of resources. Now, it contains hot prophecy news. We also include headlines. Headlines from our WIBR Warn Radio. And we also feature certain articles and commentaries, some by us, some by others. We also have special offers from our sponsors, information on the orphans and pastors in India. We also send out press releases, information on events, and other announcements not currently covered. For the most part, we send out a couple of emails a week, plus we send out holiday greetings as well. You know, here, we try to do a little bit more to help others and to warn. So I encourage you today, get in on the free hot prophecy updates that we offer. Just go to wingswatchman.org or ddayforamerica.com or warn-usa.com. And find the Get Free Hot Prophecy Updates ad and click on it, go to them. This is Save Subscribe. That means we don't give it out, your name or information to anybody, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So get your free Hot Prophecy Updates today. Okay, welcome back to this segment. This is a continuation of the segment we did last week. Now, we've been discussing New Age teachings. And New Age religion, New Age leader today, it seems to be Oprah Winfrey. Is this a time of enlightenment, the next step into our level of godhood? Now, this two-part series will answer many, many questions. We'll discuss, let you know the current people who are in this and what is going on. We discuss the spirits behind them, how to battle them, what is coming, and how to prepare. My guest today is Dr. Pat Holliday, and we are in the midst of this particular segment. So listen and enjoy, my friends.
That's right. And so like with Oprah, you see, she's put herself as a high priestess to the New Age movement. And what she's doing is teaching unadulterated witchcraft. And most American Christians don't even know what witchcraft is. They haven't been taught about witchcraft in their church. Some of them have yoga, karate, meditation, Eastern styles of worship. Some of even the Protestant churches that have joined the emerging church systems, what they're doing is they're worshiping icons. They're made up little altars with all these saints on them and said, pick the one you like, close your eyes and meditate to the one you like, and you'll get your prayers. This is in the Protestant churches in our nation. Now, if you think God is going to wink, and the official figure is 50 million babies killed since 73, I believe there's hundreds of thousands of them killed. He's going to wink at the blood on the grounds of America for those babies. He's going to wink at the blood on the grounds of our young people going to these phony wars. He's going to wink at our leaders following after other gods and misleading the body of Christ. He's going to wink at people serving God on Sunday with lip service and their flesh the rest of the week. I'm telling you, God is an angry God, and He's angry. He's angry at our nation because we've lost our generation. We used to send evangelists all over the world to worship the true God. And now evangelists from foreign countries are coming to America evangelizing us. And I want you to know, brother, when they come into this country, they can't get into the churches to tell them the truth. And so we're living in this hour, a time that is a desperate hour for the church. It's a desperate hour for our nation, but it's a desperate hour for every living, breathing human being on the face of this earth. May God have mercy.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. When you think really how big this thing is going to get and how real it's going to get, you know, and we've said, you know, on this subject, you know, that you work for today, you know, you fast and pray and seek the Lord. And you can watch and pray, like it says in Luke 21:34-36, watch and pray that you'd be counted worthy to escape all these things which are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. But beyond that, looking to the Lord and making sure you're in Him is the only thing that you can do, and trust Him. Now, having said all that, you know, we live in a nation today that, you know, for all intents and purposes is thoroughly paganized. You know, the Catholic Church is pagan from stem to stone, you know, I mean, from one end to the other. Now, there may be a good, you know, truly born-again Catholics, you know, and I've been in Catholic masses, and I've talked with a lot of Catholics. I've had a number of them correspond with me. But the warning is going out, not just to Catholics, but to Episcopalians and to, you know, Methodists and to others, that your church denomination and diatribes of men and your false leaders are going to kill you.
Yep.
And you'd better get in the right boat, and you'd better wake up, because this thing is coming, and when it hits, you're not going to be able to say, hold the gate, Newt. You know, we don't want any more. It will come. And when it comes, mm-hmm. there's going to be death, there's going to be destruction, there's going to be violence, there's going to be starvation, there's going to be plagues like you've never seen, there'll be famine like you've never seen in America. You will have so many things that will come right out of the pages of Egypt during the plagues there that you're going to wonder where you're at. You won't even recognize America by the time this thing even gets into its first few phases. When you start seeing bodies lining up in body bags by the tens of millions, then you will understand what you're faced with. This is death, and it's coming. And one of the four horsemen is death, followed by hell. And it's not just death, physical death, but followed by hell is for those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what hell is there for. So that is a reminder that if you aren't saved, you'd better get that way. And if you aren't, Amen. Don't have the fear of God in you, you better wake up and get the fear of God. And you'd better understand that this thing is real, and it'll affect your kids. It will kill your kids. It'll kill your grandkids. It'll kill your friends. It'll kill your grandpa. It'll kill everybody and everything around you. It'll deceive those people that you won't think is possible. Pure hell is coming. And we're living every day by the grace of God. And there's people that's all over. In the medium that we use, I don't like the word medium, but, you know, the method that we use here. And that is what Pat and I are trying to tell you today. No matter how much sugar you put on it, it can be poison underneath it. Now, I wanted also to see if you could get into some nitty-gritty on doctrines of demons. You know, we have that term in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So if we talk about Oprah and her New Age teaching, then it can't be any different than what has been thrown out in ages past.
Well, because, it is just the... Excuse me. It really is just the same old witchcraft, idolatry that's shown in the Old Testament. But you see, the people in our side of the world do not understand witchcraft and the terminology, because nobody ever speaks about it in the churches. It's mediumship, it's talking to the dead, which is called necromancy in the Old Testament. It's
and we know Benny Hinn does that.
Oh, yeah. And he talks to, what's her name? Not Jean Dixon, the one, I can't remember her name right now. But anyway, it's
Lady in the White Mask, Catherine Kuhlman.
Catherine Kuhlman. It's transcendental meditation, which is nothing in the world but Eastern Hindu religion. It's yoga, which is nothing in the world but Eastern religion. And yoga has the Kundalini spirit that nestles down in the base of the spine. And in Hinduism, that practice of that religion awakens that snake spirit, and it
and
begins to
move up
the spine. And
what does the snake spirit do?
What
does that snake spirit do?
It's nestled down in the spine, and it begins to move up the spine of the human being. And it's called Kundalini. And what happens is, when it gets to the very top of the spine, it will suddenly go into the mind, and the people go into a place that's known as Nirvana. And that particular place is what Americans would say narcolepsy, where you go into a deep sleep and you can't wake up, or catatonic is what the psychiatrist.
So they go into a catatonic. Can they wake up from this? Do they wake up?
Very few wake up. But the difference in Eastern religion and American religion, and see, this Kundalini is that spirit that's moving in the false revivals that goes on in our country, over in Brownsville and up in Canada, where they're barking like dogs and mooing like cows and screaming like hyenas. That's the spirit, because I have cast it out. And when it comes out, the last thing it screams out loud is, "Hail Lucifer." So I know that this is real. But the difference in our country and India is this. In India, when you go off into Nirvana, the people think that you have reached the height of holiness, and they will take care of you. They will feed you. They will bathe you. They will clothe you. They will sit you in a main part of the house so everybody can worship you. And what they believe is that you have achieved your godhood. In America, when people go off into Nirvana from false religion, what happens is the family puts them in the insane asylum, and the psychiatrist will say, well, they are catatonic. And so nobody takes care of them except the insane asylum. So it's a very dangerous situation to follow after false gods. And then in the 70s, late 70s, the Beatles came and they started worshiping the guru and the Indian gurus, and writing songs, My Lord, and started drawing the American children to the Eastern gods. And all the churches, many of the denominational churches, brought in something called meditation. And from meditation, in the churches, they begin to draw people into this yoga spirit. And now today, they have yoga in many of the churches. Plus, they have hypnosis in many of the churches. Now, how do these things operate? Well, all the women want to look glamorous like Oprah, and so they go into yoga classes, and they open themselves up for these spirits to come in through exercises. And then the other thing is, they open themselves up through something called inner healing, and the other thing is called theosophical, and it's the same thing as inner healing. Now, what is that? I have a book on my webpage exposing the inner healing ministry, and Agnes Sanford brought that into the church. She was an Episcopal woman, and what she brought into the church was psychological techniques, hypnotherapy techniques, and New Age techniques, all bound up in one little thing that she called inner healing. And President Carter's sister brought it in, too. Now, what it was is they just simply hypnotize you and get into your subconscious mind, and then they lead you back to when you were born, and every bad thing that ever happened to you, you're supposed to imagine people that you that have hurt you. You're supposed to imagine Christ standing in front of you, and they introduce them to spirit guides through this inner healing ministry, and it's still going on today. So all of this Eastern religion has piled in to the church in the names, under the names of new names, so that people, even if they knew where it came from, they wouldn't recognize it. But visualization, it's not only in the church, but it's in all of your schools. They will take a child, for instance, in school, and it works the same way in the inner healing ministry. And they will say, now close your eyes, now visualize, and you're going up a hill. Now you're at the top of the hill. Look down, and you see the world, and you can have the whole world. And you're going to meet a very wise person that's going to come and show you how to gain the world. And what happens, they look, and here's this demon that looks like a wise person that comes into that child, and that child has a guided spirit guide from that day forward. And this thing is prevalent all over our nation. And so what happens when people get into these forms of meditation and Eastern religion, they get what is called a cosmic consciousness. And then they can step from the cosmic consciousness into what the New Age calls the evolution into their godhood. They become little gods through the door of demonic possessions. Now, in the 80s, I think it was, Shirley MacLaine started writing all of these occult books, and she had a four-hour TV show about her life, and at one point, it showed Shirley MacLaine standing on the beach with her hands in the air, and she's screaming, "I am God." And the way it happened was her guide, or the person that led her occult life, told her, said, "Shirley, you're a little god." And she says, "I'm not a god." He said, "Yes, you are." He says, "You are a god." And he said, "Just raise your hands and say, 'I am a god.'" And Shirley raised her hand up, and she says, "I'm a god." And he said, "Say it again." She says, "I'm a god." He said, "Say it again." She says, "I'm a god. Hey, world, I'm a god." And then that little god thing went into all of the churches. Benny Hinn was teaching he was a little god and that we're little gods. Kenneth Copeland was teaching it. Hagen was teaching it. Joyce Myers was teaching it, and all of these people are teaching that we're little gods. And now they've gotten to the evolution stage that some of them have come to the conclusion and are teaching, like Creflo Dollar. You can go up and look at this stuff up on YouTube. He says that Jesus is not God. And what he said was, I looked in the Old Testament, and it says God never got tired. He says God never got weary. God never sleeps. He said, thank God that I serve a God that doesn't get tired and sleep. He said, but let me show you something. And he'll take them over into the New Testament. Says Jesus was sleeping on the boat. Jesus got weary and went up into the mountains. He said, friends, what I'm trying to tell you is Jesus is not God. So when you go into these churches and you start fellowshipping with these Antichrist-trained ministers, and they teach you that Jesus is not God and everybody's going to heaven and there's no such thing as sin, live, eat, be merry and happy. You're going to heaven anyway. What happens is they have reverted the Christian churches into what they are calling warehousing. So they're just warehousing Christians, they say. And they don't teach the cross. They don't teach the blood. They have no crosses in the church, according to Purpose Driven, Rick Warren's techniques and ways. And the next thing you know, the preacher's up there preaching about his money, his cars, his wife, his children, all of these other things, and they never even mention the Bible. And I'm telling you that we are right now, as I preach to you today, in the great falling away. And if you're in a church like that, get out of it. Don't give them a dime. You're going to be required to give an account to the Lord for what you've done on this earth. And if you're fueling the Antichrist system, and you are, if you're supporting these kind of ministries, you're going to give an account for it. And there are real, true ministries that are trying to tell you the truth, but you say, oh, well, my preacher said don't listen to those people. They don't believe like we do. Well, I don't believe like they do, and neither does Dana and the other ministers. But I'm going to tell you, Joel Osteen, who denied Jesus Christ was the only way back to God many times on Larry King Live, his mother stood before his congregation, the biggest Christian congregation in the world, and told them, if you're under a pastor that's teaching that there's a hell and trying to scare you about those things, get away from them. His mother got up and said that. Dodie said it. And so these people are lying to you. They're leading you into a new gospel, a strange gospel of what the Bible says, another Jesus, another gospel by another spirit. And you need to get on your knees and pray and ask God to show you the truth while you can still breathe. You see, the New Age, Constant Cumbie, told us back in the 70s that there was a group of spirits that were called Ascended Masters. And these Ascended Masters are higher beings, the New Age says. And these Ascended Masters gave automatic writing to Alice Bailey and Blavatsky, and they gave them the plan for the New World Order and the New Age. And they told them, these Ascended Masters are coming down to this earth, and they're going to possess men as avatars, and they're going to rule the world. Well, I don't know about you, but when I see old men 81 years old looking 45 years old and moving like a young man, and I see an old man like McCain all of a sudden having no wrinkles on his face, and an old woman like Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey's old. She's not a young woman. She went on television when I first started my ministry, and I'm an old woman. And there she is, bright and shiny, with that satanic sheen on her, looking like a woman in her early 40s. And look at Hillary, with the sheen all over her, looking like she's 40 years old, and she's a woman of 60. What is going on here? I've known throughout my life I've seen movie stars trying to stay young, getting all kinds of injections and their face lifted, and like Gloria Swanson ending up looking like Dracula's wife. I'm telling you, things are going on and you're not paying attention. Start looking at them on television. Tell me that's that same Oprah Winfrey that started out in her early years as fat as a cow and couldn't lose a pound. The woman that played the role in Purple. I'm telling you, things are happening right in front of your eyes and you can't even see. Ask God to give you supernatural, spiritual eyes so you can see what the Spirit is trying to show you. Spiritual ears so that you can hear what the Spirit is saying to this generation. Because you're living in a whole swamp of nothing but mind control and lies.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, when we talk about the Lord, and this has come up many times about Jesus not being God, and it's approached my desk from various other people. You know, and John, the Apostle John, wrote the Gospel. And if you just read the first chapter of John, you will know that he's divine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it goes on to say that they beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it talks about him being able to give power to those to become the sons of God. But you see there in that John is setting up the divinity for who this Messiah is. Then we also see Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, I debated some preacher for 3 hours one day out here in a street corner, and he was into syllabism, if I said it right, and, you know, he had a whole teaching that he was teaching, you know, his church regarding who Jesus Christ is. And mm-hmm. I just told him that, and he says, well, I used to believe that. Well, you know, well, too bad you don't. Leave me alone. But, you know, the thing of it is that this is what we're looking at today. And we were warned about it. The apostles have already warned us about all of this, that these would deny even the Lord that bought them. Now, I've got a question for you. There's a young man. He's not so young. He's probably in his 50s. We've known him all of his life. And there's been various reasons to try to bring him into the camp. Into the Lord's camp. And this kid believes that he needs to have pot. And once he gets pot, then he can be enlightened. And he doesn't see anything wrong with it. And a couple questions here. Answer the relation between pot and the spirit of seduction entering in. And then, and you may have already answered that in part. And then the other thing is that when you're dealing with this person, how would you pray to bring this person into the kingdom? And, you know, a lot of times he'll call just to argue.
Mm-hmm.
But recently he's been a little more toward listening, and he didn't want to
mm-hmm.
argue.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked about his life is terrible. He's had a rough life. He's been selfish. He's had more than one wife. He has kids from one end of the place to the other, you know. But
well,
there are people that are deeply concerned about him.
Here's the answer to all of these drugs that they take, including pot. There's a thing called sorcery in the Bible. And sorcery comes out of the Greek as pharmakai. And it's a spirit of pharmakai. Drugs that the book of Revelation over and over when the Lord starts pouring out his judgments on the earth, it constantly says, but they will not give up their sorcery. So over my years of being in the ministry, I've seen this spirit that are shown over in Deuteronomy 18, chapter 9 through 14. And these spirits are the spirits of enchantment, bewitchments that we've already talked about, which is hypnosis. and taking control of people's minds. Witchcraft is sorcery and taking control over people's life through demonology. And then charms are using things, objects, to attach spirits to get into the house of people, or for demons to work powers against people, like voodooism. So in this young man's life, what it would be a spirit of sorcery, which is nothing but witchcraft. Now, what that does is it takes control of the mind, and the demon in control of witchcraft and sorcery comes into that person's life, and any time anybody tries to minister to that person, that spirit, which I would call the doorkeeper, would rise up and block your words from coming into that person's life so that that person could find the truth and repent and give it up. And so what happens is it controls their life, and they get convicted by members and people talking to them, but then the doorkeeper, the spiritual part of it, rises up and says, but God made marijuana plants, and God didn't make anything bad, and he wants you to have this. And they believe the demonic voices. So the only thing that you can do first is you have to rise up, and you have to bind those devils that are in control of that person. Now, when you bind a devil, what happens is you bind the spiritual parts of those devils. You bind their mouths, you bind their powers, you bind their blocks. And they will lose their power over that person's mind. Now, they still have the flesh that they have to put under subjection. But by binding the powers of darkness, what happens is then people can talk to them and they can hear and understand what you're saying. Now, I wrote a book, You Can Be Free, that's on my website, and it's Pat Holliday with two L's, HOLLIDAY.com, and you can find that book, and it will show you the spirits that are connected. And you just read the book, and in your prayer say, I bind pop, I bind marijuana, I bind Antichrist, I bind witchcraft, and I loose the power of God, the truth, the word, witnessing people to go to that person and witness to them. Then they're open to receive. They are bound. They are ensnared. The Bible calls it in Legion story that that man was ensnared in chains. And they are supernaturally ensnared by chains of devils. And one of the reasons why we are losing the warfare in and the people of our nation is the pastors are dumb dogs that do not bark, as shown over in Ezekiel. And they are also blinded. Like Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into the ditch. They're willingly blinded because they will not get on their knees and ask God how to get out of what they're in. And I'm going to tell you something. God told me that he kept me in Jacksonville because there were some preachers here he wanted to deliver. And I've had five of them to come to me. One of them was on his way to go and kill his oldest son. And the Lord spoke to him and said, son, if you do that, I'll never speak to you again. And he said, well, what can I do? And he said, go to see Pat Holliday. And he came to my church and got repented from that. Another guy was having, another pastor was having an affair from the pulpit with the choir director. All sorts of sin in the pulpit. And any pastor that thinks that they can walk around in sin and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody know it and nothing happen, go look at Ted Haggard, who became a drug addict and a homosexual. And you know, when you have a ministry like mine, you hear everything going on in the town. And I can tell you that I've heard that there's four pastors, as I tell you on the radio today, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, a couple of them in adultery and another couple of them in homosexuality, of big churches. They have not come uncovered, but they will if they don't repent. And I believe that whatever you see here is all over the United States. God is getting ready for public judgments to occur from the pulpit. I believe we're going to see the Ananias and Sapphira's spirit, where they're standing behind the pulpit and dropping dead all over the country for lying to God's people and the Holy Ghost. We are living in times that people better, if your pastor's not preaching it and you can't find a pastor, you better get in your house and find Jesus. You know, PTL Crouch, up on the YouTube, you can find out about that ministry. Just type TBN in. You'll find out suits going on for homosexual activity in that ministry. You'll find out all kinds of things if you just begin to ask the Lord and say, oh, I'm not going to look because they're touching God's anointed. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That is not God's anointed when the head of the ministry is deviling around in those spirits. I'm sorry. I'm not following that myself. And if you're following it, look for the ditch because you'll fall into it. Amen?
Amen. I was wondering, I was going to mention that earlier, you know, that there's a lot of things tied to that particular ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one major prophet that actually he had a Shekinah glory appear in his ministry. And the Jews have never seen that since Old Testament times. And he even appeared before the chief priests in Israel. Well, when he got to the United States, they examined the footage and determined that it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And TBN called and wanted to put him on. And this prophet spoke. He said, I asked the Lord, and the Lord said, why do you want to prostrate yourselves before harlots and whores and stuff? It wasn't very flattering. So he didn't do anything, you know, with them. So, I mean,
well, they've never invited me on there, and I can tell you that I've been known around the world now for over 20 years or more, and they've never invited me on there. And I believe there truly is a list that they go by, and if your name's on that list, you're not going to get on there anyway, and you can bet my name's there. Has been since I ran for public office in the 70s. But getting back to this, the powers of darkness also includes fortune tellers, wizards. It includes this new book that Oprah is promoting, The Secret. And that book is about something called what they call the law of attraction. And you
yeah.
just think what you want, and then it comes to you. Well, what's coming to you is not something good. What's coming to you is a demon that you invite in your life that will make that come true for you. If the devil can get your soul for a new car or a new house or some trinkets, that's cheap. Your soul is worth everything in the world because Jesus shed his blood for you.
Yeah, we covered
mm-hmm.
that.
And they're also, she's also teaching, the Course of Miracles. And the Course of Miracles was written by a Jewish woman who divined that book from a spirit that called itself Jesus. And, of course, in that book it teaches you all pathways are going back to God. You don't have to be concerned. And that is another gospel, another Jesus by another spirit. And the people are becoming absolutely blinded through Oprah Winfrey's witchcraft. And she's not the only one. You can turn on TBN. You can turn on these Christians. And you'll see Christian ministers up there doing occult things. It hasn't been over a month ago that TBN had a man on there doing hypnosis. And he said, I can hypnotize anybody, whether they want to be hypnotized or not. He took the cameras out on the street, went up to a woman, talked to her for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden he said, you've got bees all around you. And she started swatting at the bees, didn't even know that she'd been hypnotized. So when these people say that you have to know, no, they can hypnotize you. The open door is to just turn the program on, let them come into your mind, let them put those subliminals on the TV, and what happens is they got you hypnotized. Turn it off. Turn it off. I remember in the early part of my Christianity, the preachers were saying that it was the one-eyed devil in the house, and I believe they're right. I remember when they used to say, don't go to this movie, don't go to that movie. Now, for a while, they were going to the Busters, whatever they call it, Blockbusters, and getting the porno out of there. Now they can just go up on their little computer and pull down girly shows and nude things. You can just watch the ads on television. And Taxi Mars says that he has information where they were showing these sitcoms, and behind the sitcoms, they were doing a subliminal movie so that while you're laughing, you're watching sex movies and movies on Satanism. So if you think that you're free by just watching nice little shows on television, you're wrong. They have control of your mind, and you need to repent. And if you want to make heaven, you need to just go on your knees and ask God, what should I do now? Because God knows the pathway back, and the Bible says the pathway is very, very narrow. And
well, you know, the big thing that's going on here now among young teenage girls and their boyfriends, and
what's
this
that?
Goes into the preteen, they're using their cell phones with the photos, and they're taking nude photos of themselves and giving them to their partner through the phone line, you know?
Yeah.
And one mother talked about that. She caught her daughter's, was on her daughter's cell phone. There was another one in the news that her daughter is a teen, and she had two pictures of some naked man who had been trying to woo her daughter.
Well, you know something, Brother Dana, right up the street from where I live, and I live in a nice neighborhood, so it's not the center, the low part of town. There's a school there, and one of the little boys was hustling drugs in that school. Another little boy came and told on him. And when he told on him, what he did was he came to school the next day with a machete and hacked that little boy, and the boy ended up in the hospital. And so then what happened was another little boy did oral sex right in front of the whole class and the teacher, and then in to boot, there was a cop hustling drugs to the kids. This is not too far from where I live. And these things are going on all over this nation. You got teacher after teacher after teacher molesting the both boys and girls in the school, which is nothing, absolutely nothing but mind control that they're picking up when they go to those national NEA meetings and they're putting them on hypnosis and telling them to do these things. I'm telling you that every soul is in danger, and the only way that you can fight this day and time is to get on your knees and go directly to Jesus. The Bible says that He will send the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and lead you into all truth. And Jesus knows how to reach in beyond all of this stuff and heal you and touch you and give you a way back into His kingdom. And the only way back is to repent from your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you, and then serve him and do whatever he tells you to do. We're living in very dangerous, perilous times. Jesus said that dangerous, perilous times shall come, and he said that we would be gnashing at the teeth. You see, we have to take as our spiritual things like they do. They take them to heart, and they work, and they do what those demons tell them to do. They don't play around with their faith like Christians do. They do what they're told to do. And then what happens is they're rewarded with worldly goods. Well, you know, all the money in the world, the Bible says, what does it profit a person if he gains all the money in the world and suffers the loss of his soul? So I'm going to follow Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. And if the American Christian could just see the malignity and the mischievousness of sin in their life, the Bible tells us to flee fornication. And yet, every show, and I haven't watched those kind of shows, I can't ever remember when, all these little sitcoms and all these little detective stories and Miami Vice and 24 or whatever else they've got on, I don't watch those kind of things. But I'm going to tell you the goal behind every one of them is the cop, the lawyer, the doctor, the preacher, whoever it is, the goal is to get the woman in bed. And they get the woman in bed, and then the 30-minute sitcom is over. And so then the whole America thinks that it's okay to sleep around. It's okay to go out on your wife. It's okay to commit adultery. Homosexuality is good. It's wrong if you speak out against that. And so, therefore, the standard has dropped in our nation, and now it's wrong to preach it. It's wrong to preach against it in most of your churches, and most of your pastors don't. But from the connection of the sin comes the open door for the demon to come in. And just like we discussed the marijuana thing, whenever you smoke marijuana, take any kind of drugs, a door opens to your mind, and you let a demon come in, and then from that day until the day you die, unless you're fortunate enough to find a deliverance minister, what will happen to you from that day, what will happen, that demon controls your life. It controls where you go. It controls what you think. It controls what you do. And so you lose yourself, just like that man that I talked about in the other hour, where the demon had bound his own human spirit down into the pit of his belly, and it was bound there and couldn't come out until he repented. This is a time to get serious about our faith. It's a time that you support those ministries that are risking their lives to tell you the truth. And if you don't think that we're risking our lives, we will probably be the first one to go. And when we go, you'll all do like they did in Germany. When they came to get the Jew, I just said nothing. When they came to get the preacher, I said nothing. But when they came to get me, you see, things are going to start happening over here, but when they come to get me and people like me, you're going to say, I knew that she was wrong. I knew that she would say, well, that woman's over in jail. Or they killed that woman because of what she said and what she did.
Well, and we know they do that, you know.
Yeah,
tell
they
me,
do.
Have you been following this religious cult thing down south where they took all these kids away from the people, you know, this Mormon sect?
I followed it a little bit. Well, you know, they said that the little girl that supposedly called in, married to the 50-year-old man, they have not been able to find her, and the 50-year-old man hasn't been in the area for years. And so it was a setup to get the kids. It's also a setup so that 24 hours a day. People are looking at that like they did Britney Spears and Nicole and all of these Hathaways and all of these holidays, or whatever they call them, the missing woman that's been missing for 5 years, one missing woman, and there's thousands of them. They zeroed in on, they keep it, it becomes like a soap opera, and you look in it and you're watching it, and meantime, in the background, they're taking apart America, your churches, your everything that is dear to you. The Constitution's gone. They're getting your eyes off the fact that they got three crazy people running for office. And so I think that that's what it's about. In addition to that, they want to get control of the kids.
We've got
Can we talk about that?
Oh,
okay.
And let's take this call.
Okay.
Yes,
hello, caller 818. You have a couple of minutes.
My name is Aryan. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. I'm also against the authorities coming in and taking the children away. If there's a rape going on, if there's sexual abuse going on, if there's child abuse going on, I'm against that. But I'd like to ask the other guest on, let's just assume there's no rape, no child abuse, abuse, and it's just a case of people having lots of kids and people living together and having more than one wife. Let's assume that's all there is to it. Would she be against that?
Let me put it like this. I believe there is rape going on in there.
Assume there's not.
No, there would be, because it's polygamy. And I believe that they are taking those little kids and doing those things to them. But the point is, if they are, let's get the legitimate cause to go in and get them. Let's don't get somebody that hasn't been there in years and accuse that particular person and some little girl that they can't find
Can I disagree with you on? The reason is that, again, I'm not defending this. If this horrible things are going on, they should take care of it. The reason I say assume they're not is because, you know, this kind of thing, I don't know about the marrying more than one wife part, but the kind of thing about having lots of children and marrying someone 18, 17, 16, this has been going on in the world for a long time. Now, it hasn't gone on all the way it is, has in the past, but particularly in America, there was a time where our own forefathers would marry someone 18, 17, have 8, 9, 10 kids. So the reason I asked you, assume there's no rape going on and things like that of that nature, I asked you this because, do you have a problem with someone marrying someone under 18? And if you do, do you think our ancestors were sick when they did it?
I tell you, in certain states, the laws were down to 16. But back in the 70s, when I ran for the state legislature, and some of these people like Hillary and the Supreme Court Justice, the Jewish lady, I can't pull her name out at this moment, but they were writing papers saying that they believe that the age of consent should be 14. And I believe that 14-year-olds were being molested in these places out there in under the name of polygamy. I believe it's wrong to take the innocence of a child and do sexual things to that child.
No, when
the
you say
age
child,
of
I
consent,
think... Mm-hmm.
They're
sorry,
sending,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're sending.
Okay, we're
going
to have to close it down. We'll discuss this a little bit further on the air. Thank you, caller, for calling in. You're listening to Warren Radio, and our guest today is Pat Holliday. Now, let me put a couple of things in on here. I've known people that were 14 and got married. Now, if you have a young 14-year-old and have a man, you know, say he's 16 or maybe he's 14 and they decide to get married. In the Old West, I know this couple, it was around 1900, and that's what they did. They were married for, 55, 60 years. They never cheated. They became farmers, and there was true love. But the problem we have is, especially in today's society, most of it is born and bred out of lust. And any time you take a young 14-year-old girl or a 13 and make her marry an older, egotistical, fat, lazy slob, excuse me, even that it's under the guise of religion, just so he can satisfy his carnal lusts and build his kingdom, which is farce anyway, is nonsense. And anybody that does that, they ought to shoot the turkey, period. Now,
yes.
So you need to get awake about this and understand what we're talking about. If you want to believe in this, go right ahead. You know, the bottom line of it is, if there's some little innocent girl there, or even boy, this thing is nuts. So.
I would like to read just a paragraph in an email that I got about Obama, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
It says, I won't say who sent it, but it says, "What they're missionaries from that part. They're over in that part of the world." It says, "What we would like you to know is what the American press has been keeping dirty little secret. Obama is a Muslim. He is a racist. And this is the fulfillment of 9/11 threat that was just the beginning of jihad. It's only true fulfillment. The Muslim way. We have been working with them for 20 years this July. He's not the only American. He is not only American as we know it. Please encourage your friends and associates not to be taken in by those that are promoting him. In the worldwide jihad, all of our friends in Europe are disturbed about the Muslim infiltration into their countries. By the way, Obama's true name is Barack Hussein Mohammed Obama. Now, won't that sound sweet to our enemies? And so, in addition to that, this couple writes about his uncle, which was his father's brother. And they tell us in this email that the uncle was sent to Germany to study, has come back into that area, and had started a revolution over there, that there are 350,000 people without homes because their homes have been burned and many of the people have been burned alive. And the uncle is the one that that led that revolution over there. So if you think that what's going on here in this nation is something innocent, let me tell you, it's a part of the New World Order plan. You better get on your knees. You better pray. And you sure better not go out and vote for this man because he's a very dangerous person. I heard on the news yesterday, and if you read his book, go to the library and read his book. He's a racist in the book. He said he stopped calling himself a black man when he was 12 years old. He was ashamed of his mother's white race. And so if you think that this is not a racist running for, you're wrong. And the white in her college paper, she turns out to be a big glowing racist. So the news doesn't tell you the truth. They just tell you what they want you to know. Get educated and act. Act in prayer. Sit on your hands. Don't vote for them. I mean, what difference does it make if you go vote for McCain, Hillary, or Obama? If you go vote for one because one is...
Again, with that, we're going to... cut it off, and wish we had more time with the doctor, but we are out of time, and I'm the Watchman signing off. Have a good night. We'll see you. Shalom, everybody. You are listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night. We broadcast a couple of times a week. You are listening to this broadcast, and it is broadcast to you from the WIBR Warn Radio and Online Ministries. This is the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. You can get a hold of us at P.O. Box 280, Mills, Wyoming 82644. Don't forget to check out our websites, wingswatchman.org, D-Day4, that's F-O-R, America.com, warn-usa.com. Remember, in everything that we do, we offer a lot of things. Almost everything on the sites are free. And you can get free audios, archives, downloads. You can read the articles for free and many other things. So check out the WIBR Warn Radio websites today.